During the week, TAS Racing announced that it's going to abandon plans. Well, it has abandoned plans, in fact, for the combined harness racing and greyhound racing complex at La Trobe. It's all to do with environmental issues. To explain a bit more about it, the CEO of TAS Racing, Paul Erickson, joins me now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Good. Now, for people who don't know the story, the Devonport Showgrounds was sold, and it was the home for harness racing and greyhound racing in Tasmania. The ground was vacated, and there was work to start soon on a site at La Trobe. But for people who don't know the story, it's the reason you've abandoned it is basically environmental concerns.
Absolutely right. So as part of the DA process, so once we've agreed the master plan with the industry.
DA is development application, yep.
The part of the work of putting together a development application for submission to council is there's a significant amount of investigative work that needs to go on. So, you know, civils, geotech, electrical, traffic, noise, light, whole range of things. One of them is a natural values assessment or an environmental assessment. And what that found, even though we had done work on that previously and then no red flags had been identified, but what the detailed analysis assessment found was that there was a group of a black gum vegetation community. So even though it's endangered, the gum itself I don't believe is protected. I might be wrong there, but the vegetation community is protected, and the grouping of gums was significant enough that it would be deemed to be a vegetation community and a high potential foraging habitat for the swift parrot. So where the area was located was in an area where the tracks cut through. There was no other way we could fit a track on site that would work. So we've decided that the best thing for racing and for the environment was to go find another site.
Fair enough. Now, the site was near Palmer's Road. It would have been visible from the Bass Highway. It's around next door to Tasmanian Helicopters for people who don't know the area. When you identified this area, Paul, did you have two or three others in mind? Is there a plan B, or was there always a plan B?
There were some other sites that we had looked at prior to that. This was a prime site. We didn't close our eyes to other sites, but we now need to activate and do more work on these sites. So there had been some other things identified, but where we first identified this site, it was probably 12 months ago. So we'd gone through about five different sites at that time to identify this one. There are plan B. We do have around three potential sites that we're currently doing investigative work on. And we hope to progress at least one of those.
Okay, now I know you can't say where they are, but in general terms, they're within 15 or 20 minutes of Devonport?
That's correct, Martin. That's correct.
Okay, now the showgrounds was vacated last month. There's been no greyhound racing or harness racing on the northwest coast, as it turns out, because the Burnie season's also finished. But this proposal to Trobe was going to take about 18 months, I believe, costing $80 million or so. How far does this push the project behind now that you've had to go to a different site?
It'll delay the project about the amount of time it takes to find a new site. So we hadn't yet submitted a DA. We've got the plans, so the plans are transferable to a new site. We're looking for a site which is around 15 hectares, and you know, whilst we've identified three, we're still looking. We need around 15 hectares and an area of about 500 by about 350 metres, 500 long, 350 metres wide. So it's roughly those dimensions. So it's really about, really the delay now will be agreeing the site, making sure it's there, and then we're back to where we are putting the DA in. And I might say this might actually be a bonus because there was a significant amount of civil work required at the La Trobe Palmer's Road site. And if we can, you know, if one of the sites comes up, which is all of them are fairly flat, it might actually gain us some time. You just don't know.
Yeah,
construction with civils is challenging.
From what I understand, one of the issues at Latrobe too, although not endangered, was a species of burrowing crayfish, and they're all over the northwest coast, as we know. But I think when you talk about civil works, my understanding is there was a creek that would have had to have been crossed and things like that. So if you can find a land that hasn't got those issues, I understand what you're saying about it could actually be quicker.
Well, it could. It could. There's, you know, we don't want to paint a perfectly rosy picture. It's disappointing that we're in this position, but yeah, you know, what I would like to say is all of the other issues. So, you know, the traffic, the civils, the hydraulics, because there's a creek through there. All of those issues were able to be dealt with and dealt with quite easily. The crayfish, which was identified, we were not building where the crayfish was. So the crayfish was on the western side of the site, on the eastern side of the site, not on the western side where the tracks were planned to be. So really, it's the vegetation community which was the issue. Everything else was doable and solvable.
It was mitigated, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, bottom line, best case scenario, when will we see harness racing and greyhound racing on the northwest coast again?
I people aren't going to like my answer. I'm not sure until we've locked in a site.
Okay, best...
Yeah, it's just challenging.
I'll try again. Best case scenario, when will we know that you've got a new site?
Looking in the next 1 to 2 months, should be able to lock something in the next 1 to 2 months based on our current investigations. And again, don't want to say a lot, but we need to finish our investigations, and resources are challenging to do that. People are, people in that industry, in those construction and environmental and agricultural industries are flat out doing investigative work on a whole raft of projects. There's a lot of construction and infrastructure work going on in Tasmania at the moment.
Okay. Just a matter of watch this space, I guess, Paul. Thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it. We look forward to hearing some more good news soon.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Martin. Thank you very much. I just want to reiterate, we will be building facilities for harness and greyhound racing on the northwest coast. Absolutely. We just need to find a new site for it, and we'll go full steam ahead.
Good on you, Paul. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, Martin.